भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 10 एंटाइटल्ड डिलीवरेंस ऑफ यमुना अर्जुना ट्रीज वर्स 41। साधूनां समचित्तानां सुतरां मत्कृत आत्मनां दर्शनानो भवेद् बन्धा पुंसो अक्षणो सवितुर्यथा। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। When one is face to face with the sun, there is no longer darkness for one's eyes. Similarly, when one is face to face with a sadhu, a devotee, who is fully determined and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will no longer be subject to material bondage. Purport. As stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 22.54, sadhu sangha sarva shastra kai, lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hai. If by chance one meets a sadhu, a devotee, one's life is immediately successful and one is freed from material bondage. It may be argued that whereas someone may receive a sadhu with great respect, someone else may not receive a sadhu with such respect. A sadhu, however, is always equipoised towards everyone. Because of being a pure devotee, a sadhu is always ready to deliver Krishna consciousness without discrimination. As soon as one sees a sadhu, one naturally becomes free. Nonetheless, persons who are too much offensive, who commit Vaishnava aparadhas, or offenses to a sadhu will have to take some time before being rectified. This is also indicated herein. I seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees so that I may say something meaningful and inspiring and thus purify myself. So it's a beautiful verse which is being recited by Lord Krishna himself. So he is glorifying the qualities of a sadhu, the Narad Muni, to Nalkuver and Manigrib. So this is the second verse which the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna is speaking over here in. Yesterday was the first which Shyamananda Prabhu discussed. So sadhu nam samchitta nam, so that devotees are equally disposed toward everyone. And Prabhupada here is saying that someone may receive a sadhu with respect and someone may not. But a sadhu is equipoised and he gives Krishna consciousness to everyone without discrimination. And another point which is coming here is darshanad no bhavet bandha. Just by having an audience with the sadhu, one is freed from material bondage. Darshanad no bhavet bandha. Pumso akshano savitur yatha. Just like as the sun rises, there is no darkness. Similarly, by the audience with the sadhu, who is being compared here in with the sun, there is no darkness of material existence. So one's material bondage is cut when one receives the audience, the sadhu. So there is a similar story in Chaitanya Charitamrit, about Narad Muni only, how by his touch Mrigari, who was a hunter, he was transformed. So, it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrit that once Narad Muni was, he was going, traveling forest path, and he saw that a deer, his legs were broken, pierced by arrow, and he was twisting in pain. Narad Muni goes ahead and he sees there is a boar similarly twisting in pain. And he goes ahead, he sees there is a frog, a similar condition. So describe that Narad Muni, he becomes Vyakula Antare. Jivera Dukha Dekhi Narad Vyakula Antare. As Narad Muni sees these living entities suffering, Narad Muni feels great compassion. We can see sometimes here in that when we see the suffering of the people, we can feel compassion. But when we see people enjoying, we do not actually feel compassion. But here in this episode, we can see that Narad Muni, he sees Nalkuber and Manigreev, he is seeing that they are enjoying, but he feels great compassion towards them. He can see that actually they are not enjoying. And as I said, that if we see someone in a hospital, you know, a patient wailing and suffering, we can feel compassion. But if we see someone in a riding in a luxury car or in a luxury hotel enjoying in a swimming pool, if we see them, we may think we are suffering and they are enjoying. But Narad Muni, although he is seeing that these two personalities, Nalkuber and Manigreev, they are enjoying outwardly, but he sees that actually they are suffering. Right? They are heading actually towards a dark future. So sadhu, he can actually see that anyone who is devoid of Krishna consciousness, irrespective of his external condition, whether externally suffering or in pleasure, a person is actually suffering. Prahlad Maharaj also says, Soche tato vimukh chetasa indriyartha. He said that I see that these people, indriyartha, these people trying to enjoy sense gratification, they are simply that I lament for them because they are vimukh chetasa. They have turned their faces away from Krishna. So anyone who has turned his face away from Krishna, irrespective of his external material condition, actually a person is suffering. And a sadhu, a devotee, he is samchitta naam. Sadhu naam, samchitta naam. He doesn't see, oh, this person is externally very poor and this person is enjoying. Samchitta naam. He can see they are both equally suffering, being devoid of Krishna consciousness. Similarly, we see that Srila Prabhupada also, right? In the 1965, the Western world, there was a boom of economic development, industrial revolution. And people from all over the world, they were going to US. And Prabhupada also went to US. And some people thought he is going to see the glare of US. But Prabhupada actually could see that how people are suffering over there. Right? So Prabhupada said, I have not come to take anything. People were going actually to take or to share their material opulence. But Prabhupada went to share his Krishna consciousness with them. He did not go to take anything or share their material opulence, but to give them Krishna consciousness, to share his Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada once also remarked also, he even saw people, there were some Westerners, youth, they were surfing in the ocean. And it was considered a great enjoyment, surfing in the ocean. And some of the devotees were also feeling, oh, these people are enjoying nicely. And Prabhupada called them sufferers. Because Prabhupada, he could see just behind the superficial covering that these people are actually heading towards the suffering. As Shyamananda Guru yesterday said, he explained the word mada andha, madandha. How people intoxicated by material opulence, they are actually blind. They cannot see where are they heading. And Prahlad Maharaj says, andha yatha andha upaniyamanas. Nate vidur swad gatim hi Vishnu. That these people, they are blind actually, because they cannot see their real self-interest. And similarly, they accept similar leaders who themselves cannot see what is their real self-interest. So they all such people, being blinded and intoxicated by material opulence, they both fall into a deep dark ditch. So a saintly person, he tries to correct. He points out actually, and tries to show the right path to the people actually who are heading towards this deep dark ditch, even at the risk of being criticized or misunderstood. Sometimes actually people say that why you have to present a pessimistic view of everything. People are enjoying surfing, right? And you are saying they are suffering. So actually, as I said, that even at the risk of being criticized or misunderstood, because a devotee can actually see behind the superficial so-called enjoyment, that there is a great impending suffering, because one has turned his face away from Krishna. So similarly, Narad Muni, as we are discussing herein, he could see that Nalakvir and Manigriya suffering, and when he was passing through the forest, he saw the sufferings of the animals who were actually twisting in pain. Jivera dukh dekhi Narad vyakula antare. This is another characteristic of a devotee, that when a devotee sees the suffering or the so-called enjoyment of materialistic people, he is a vyakula antare, he is anxious for their benefit. So this story is also being narrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami, the story of a Mrigari the hunter. So Narad Muni, he goes ahead and he sees that there is a hunter hiding behind a tree and holding arrow, ready to kill more animals. Narad Muni, this described that this hunter had a blackish body and dark red eyes, and he just looked like a superintendent of a death. And Narad Muni, he left the general path of the forest and started walking towards this hunter. And because of the sound which the bushes produce, Narad Muni walking towards the hunter, the animals immediately fled. And the hunter, he became very angry. Right? So he described, the hunter wanted to haul abuses. He wanted to abuse Narad Muni. Kruddhaya vyadatare gali dite chaye. Narada prabhave mukhe gali nahi aaye. Although this hunter wanted to curse or abuse Narad Muni, but the influence of Narad Muni presence was so strong, Narada prabhave mukhe gali nahi aaye. He's not able to say those abusive words because of the strong presence of Narad Muni. So, Narad Muni, he then actually questions, the hunter questions, why have you left the general path and come towards me? So Narad Muni says, I have a doubt, I have a question which I want to ask. Narad Muni says that I see that all these animals, I wonder all these animals twisting in pain, suffering, they belong to you. And hunter says, yes, you're right. And Narad Muni says, but why do you half kill them? Why do you pierce them and break their legs and not kill them fully? And this Vyad, this replies, he says, my name is Mrigari, the enemy of the animals, and I do so because my father has taught me like this. Pitar sikshate ami kari aise kaam. Can imagine what kind of father. So the father taught him this way of killing. And then he says something very striking. He says, Ardhamar jiva yadi dhadapada kare, tabeta anand mor bade antare. He says, when Ardhamar jiva yadi dhadapada kare, when half killed animal, he twists in pain and wails. Tabe to anand mura bhaade antare. Then my pleasure within the heart increases. So this was the state of consciousness of Mrigari. You can understand, even the most cruel people, they actually are affected when they see the, you know, some animal is, you know, wailing in pain, crying and, you know, twisting. But this person, seeing that his anand is increasing, his pleasure is increasing in the heart. Just see how degraded, how cruel, how much hard heart this person has. So Narad Muni, he said, okay, I want to beg you one thing. This Mrigari thought, oh, sadhu, what will I have? I had some deer skin or tiger skin. I have many kind of skins. You can select any one of them, he said. Right? But similarly, actually, there is a story which Gopinath Chandra Prabhu shared with me, that once a person was coming to a temple and he met Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj, that time Devamrita Prabhu, and he expressed that it is impossible to follow all these practices of our devotional service. And Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj, he said, I want to ask you one thing. He said, okay, you may ask umbrella, it's raining season, or some money, what will you ask? So Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj, he said, I want that you give me 10 minutes of yours. He was amazed. He said, what kind of thing of sadhu is begging? 10 minutes. And what do you want to do with my 10 minutes? He said, first you promise that you will give me 10 minutes. He said, okay, 10 minutes. We want to. So what do you want me to do in 10 minutes? So Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj gave him a mala. Give him a beads, chanting beads. He said, please chant one round daily. And this person actually continued to chant. Although he stopped coming to the temple, but he continued to chant. And gradually and surely he developed distaste towards, he was addicted to all kinds of sinful activities, but he gradually developed distaste. And then gradually, slowly, slowly started coming to the temple and actually became a devotee, took initiation. So, similarly here we are saying Narad Muni, he is saying, give me one thing. What we'll ask is that you, from tomorrow, you don't kill the animal half, kill them fully. I'm surprised. He said, what kind of thing are you begging from me? Right? So actually Narad Muni, he's here, is opening the opportunity to preach Krishna consciousness. Right? So he is surprised. What kind of thing is that? So by asking that, Narad Muni provoked him further to ask, inquire further. Then inquires, what is the harm in half killing the animals? And then Narad Muni started speaking. That how, he said, there is a slight offense, since you are hunter, there is a slight offense in killing the animals fully. However, since you are giving them so much pain, you will have to suffer the same quantity of pain. All these animals will come and kill in the future. So in this way, Narad Muni, he opens up the hunter's mind and he preaches Krishna consciousness. And this way the hunter's mind, he gradually changes, right? And then he expressed, he said, how can I be delivered? And then Narad Muni, he says, you have to break down your vow. And he said, but how will then I be maintained? And Narad Muni said, I will make sure of that. And Prabhupada writes in the Purport, a beautiful statement. He says, the source of our income is not actually the source of our maintenance. It is the Supreme Lord who actually maintains everyone. And then actually, this hunter breaks the bow, and Prabhupada very emphatically writes, he said, this is the process of initiation in the purport. Twice he writes, he said, this is the process of initiation. A disciple must surrender to the spiritual master and follow his instructions. Then Narad Muni, he gives a beautiful instruction to this hunter. Tulasi parikrama kar tulasi sevan nirantar Krishna naam kariha kirtan. Tulasi parikrama kar tulasi sevan. So you go to a place on the bank of Ganges, on a small platform, raised platform, grow a tulsi plant and serve Tulsi Maharani, circumambulate her and always chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And Prabhupada writes, this is the beginning of spiritual life. And Prabhupada actually is writing a beautiful purport. He's saying, after leaving householder life, one may go to a holy place such as the bank of the Ganges or Yamuna and erect a small cottage. And Prabhupada also explaining that how a cottage can be erected. He's saying a small cottage can be constructed without any expenditure. Four logs serving as pillars can be secured by any man from the forest. Four logs. The roof can be covered with leaves and one can clean inside. Thus one can live very peacefully. In any condition, any man can live in a small cottage, plant a tulsi tree, water it in the morning, offer it prayers, and continuously chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Thus one can make vigorous spiritual advancement. This is not at all difficult. One simply has to follow the instructions of the spiritual master strictly. Then everything else will be successful in due course of time. Right? Actually, yesterday Gaurang Prabhu was expressing very difficult to make a cottage. But Prabhupada is giving simple formula herein. That four logs erect, covered with some leaf, clean it inside. No, there is no difficulty, Prabhupada is saying. Anyone can do it. And chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and make vigorous spiritual advancement. Prabhupada is saying. Actually, the words of a sadhu, they make the spiritual process very simple. So Prabhupada, great conviction is saying, no difficulty. There is no difficulty in making rigorous spiritual advancement. Most important point here is, Prabhupada is saying, that one has to follow the instruction of the spiritual master strictly. So one should not independently go and make our own cottage of his own. But here it was the instruction of Narad Muni that you do so. And Prabhupada said, what is the difficulty? You just follow the instruction of a spiritual master. Don't think it will be great difficulty to make a cottage. Yeah. Simple formula is given. But it is the instruction of a spiritual master. If you follow the instruction of a spiritual master, everything will be successful in due course of time. That is the most important point. And then after saying this, Narad Muni, he revives the half-killed animals and they flee. And the hunter is surprised to see that. And then Narad Muni, he goes away from there. And it is described, Grame Dhoni Haila Vyad Vaishanav Haila. So, Grame Dhoni Haila, in all the village, the news spread that Vyad Vaishanav Haila, the hunter has become a devotee. Right? In India, actually, the news spread very fast. Even without internet, in India, we can say, in towns, villages, very fast the news spread. Once devotee mother, he was expressing to me, he said, my son has become a brahmachari. The whole town knows that. And I feel so embarrassed even to go out among the people. The people, I feel everyone is talking, how my son has become a brahmachari, how my son has become a sadhu. Grame dhoni haila. It's all spread everywhere in the town. Right? So India, it's very fast. So the whole town immediately came to know that this hunter has become a devotee. But they all would come to see him. And it was a culture that they would bring something. They want to see how does he look at the devotee now. So they would bring something or the other for him. And this way he was easily maintained. So it describes that once Narad Muni, he was going with Parvat Muni, his friend. And he said, let's go see one of my disciples stays here. As he was walking toward the cottage of Mrigari, Mrigari saw him from far distance. And he started running toward him. इट्स डिस्क्राइब अस्ते व्यस्ते धाया आसे पथ ना ही पाए. वेरी हेस्टली द मृगारी हंटर ही इज रनिंग टुवर्ड्स नारद मुनि. पथ ना ही पाए बट ही इज नॉट गेटिंग द पाथ. वॉट इज द प्रॉब्लम? ही इज नॉट फाइंडिंग द पाथ. देर आर एंट्स क्रॉलिंग, सो ही समटाइम्स स्टेपिंग दिस साइड, समटाइम्स दैट साइड, ट्राइंग टू अवॉइड. ही इज नॉट गोइंग ऑन वन पाथ, स्टेपिंग हिधर एंड टिधर. And then finally he reaches near Narad Muni and he immediately wants to offer obeisances, but he notices there are some ants. So he takes his upper cloth and brushes the ant aside and then offer obeisances. Right? So just consider this amazing transformation, the contrast. He says when these animals, when they dhadapad kare tabe to anandamura bhaade antare. Earlier he says when they clit twist in pain then I feel pleasure. Now here he is even brushing the ant aside and walking hither and thither, running, not wanting to step on even on the ants. Such is the transformation, right? So Narad Muni recites a beautiful verse. Narad kahe vyade nahae ascharya हरि भक्ते हिंसा शून्य है साधु वर्या. ही सेज देर इज नो अमेजमेंट इन योर बिहेवियर. ही सेज ओ हंटर, नारद मुनि एड्रेस सेड आई एम नॉट अमेज्ड टू सी दिस ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन. हरि भक्ते हिंसा शून्य है साधु वर्या. द डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड आर नेचुरली हैविंग ऑल द गुड क्वालिटीज लाइक हिंसा शून्य. दे आर नॉट इंक्लाइंड टू कमिट वायलेंस टू वर्ड एनी लिविंग एंटिटी. है साधु वर्या, दे आर द बेस्ट अमंग द साधुस. प्रहलाद महाराज एड्रेस हिज फादर असुर वर्या, तत्साधु मन्ने असुर वर्य दे ही नाम. हेर इन नारद मुनि इज एड्रेसिंग द हंटर एज साधु वर्या. एक्चुअली यू आर बाय टेकिंग अप टू डिवोशनल सर्विस यू हैव बिकम द बेस्ट ऑफ द साधुस. हरि भक्ति हिंसा शून्य है साधु वर्य. एंड प्रूपाद ही गिव्स द पंच लाइन ओवर हेयर. ही सेज एट द प्रेजेंट मोमेंट देर आर many so-called gentlemen who are expert in killing animals and birds, right? But according to Narad Muni and Vedic culture, animal killers are not even gentlemen, not to say of anything being a religious man, to say nothing of being a religious man. So here we see that how Mrigari, he becomes the best of the gentlemen, Sadhu Varya, best of the religious men. In this way, the hunter, he brings Narad Muni, Parvat Muni to his cottage, gives them a sitting place and washes the feet of Narad Muni and he sprinkles that water on his head and drinks that water along with his wife. So described as he did that, there is an ecstatic manifestation on the body of this hunter. So there, his hair was standing on end, tears were flowing for his eyes, and with this upper vastra, he is with his cloth, upper cloth, he started waving that cloth and started dancing. And seeing this, Parvat Muni, he recited a beautiful verse. He said, Dekhiya vyadera prema Parvat Mahamuni. When Parvat Mahamuni saw this love of this hunter, Dekhiya vyadera prema Parvat Mahamuni. नारद रे कहे तुम्हें हो स्पर्श मुनि. ही सेड नारद मुनि, टोल्ड नारद मुनि, यू आर एक्चुअली अ स्पर्श मुनि, यू आर अ रियल टच स्टोन, यू कुड ब्रिंग अबाउट दिस ग्रेट ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन टू दिस व्या, टू दिस हंटर. सिमिलरली देर इज अ ब्यूटिफुल स्टोरी एट हेयर इन ऑल्सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग हाउ नारद मुनि he brought about this great transformation in the lives of Nal Kuber and Manigreev. And Krishna is praising Sadhu Naam Samachitta Naam, right? Not just the hunter, but even Narad Muni see that these people are also suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. And they equally, without discrimination, the sadhus, they give Krishna consciousness. And they are compared to a touchstone, right? So we'll continue this theme that how a sadhu is a touchstone. And Prabhupada in this purport, he starts the purport. Sadhu sangha, sharva shastra kaye, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hai, love matra. Love is 1/11th of a second. So there's a small touch of a sadhu. For a touch, it doesn't take much time, less than a second. So sadhu is like a touchstone. By his love matra touch, small touch, a person can achieve all perfection. Love matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hai. Similarly, we see there is the story of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It described that, we all know, I will not go into the detail of the story, how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was transformed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It described that one day, after he had been transformed, one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he very early in the morning, he went to see Lord Jagannath rising from his bed. And the pujaris, they offered him the prasad and the garland, Mahagarland of Lord Jagannath. Immediately, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hastened toward the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. As Mahaprabhu reached, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu standing at the doorsteps. He immediately got up and offered a sitting place, and then he himself sat down. So he described, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he just reached, he saw Bhattacharya was just getting up at that time. Krishna Krishna Svut Kahi Bhattacharya Jagila, Krishna Naam Suni Prabhura Ananda Badila. How was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya waking up? As he just got up, he chanted Krishna Krishna Svut Kahi. He very clearly chanted Krishna Krishna, and then he was getting up. Just by hearing the words Krishna Krishna, Krishna Nama Suni Prabhura Ananda Badila, Mahaprabhu became very happy just to hear Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya chanting while just getting up. He is not conscious, no? He was just getting up and spontaneously he is chanting Krishna Krishna. So as soon as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya receives Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opens up and he places the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath in the hand of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And what does Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya do? He not just immediately honors it, he first recites these two verses from Padma Puran, glorifying Mahaprasad. Shushkam Parishitam Vapi, and the Na Desh Nimastatra, Na Kala Nimastatra. There are two verses which Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya recites. I'll read the translation of the verse. The prasadam of Lord Krishna is to be eaten by a gentleman as soon as it is received. There should be no hesitation. There are no regulative principles concerning time and place. Na desh niyamastatra, na kala niyamastatha. There are no regulative principles concerning time and date. This is the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhukta nam harirabravit. This is the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That one should honor the Mahaprasad as soon as one receives, without any hesitation. Right? It's an amazing order. This order is like the life and soul of the devotees. That one can honor Mahaprasad as soon as one receives. Right? So, in this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he honors the Mahaprasad. So, it is described, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so very pleased when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya honors that Mahaprasad. Dekhi anandita haila Mahaprabhu Ramana, prema vishta haya Prabhu kaila lingana. Just by seeing that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is filled with great joy and he embraces Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. On the embrace of Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also becomes ecstatic and he started dancing. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts dancing with him. And as they are dancing in great ecstasy, all the ecstatic symptoms are visible on their body. And while dancing in great ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recites beautiful verses. He says, Aji mui anayase jininu tribhuvan, aji mui karinu vaikuntha arohan. He says, today I have conquered the three worlds very easily, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Aji mui anayase jininu tribhuvan. He said, I have ascended to the spiritual world today, Vaikuntha loka. Aji mui karinu vaikuntha arohan. Aji mura purna haila sarva abhilash. Mahaprabhu says, today all my desires, the purpose of my descent has been fulfilled. Mahaprabhu says, so what exactly has happened over here, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so ecstatic and he's saying that I have conquered the three worlds, I have sent it to the spiritual world, my purpose of my descent has been fulfilled today. What has happened?
Sarvam Bhattacharya has honored Mahaprasad. He woke up, he honored Mahaprasad. You may say, so many Kali Yuga people do the same thing today. As soon as they get up, they eat. Right? But Sarvam Bhattacharya is not like any Kali Yuga person. It is described throughout his life, Sarvam Bhattacharya had never eaten anything without bathing, without brushing his teeth, and without performing his morning duties. Snana sandhya danta dhavan yadyapina kaila. Described today, he had not taken bath, he had not brushed his teeth, he had not performing his morning sandhya. He had not done any of the three things, and throughout his life he had never done that before. Right? So it's actually, we can see that how Sarvam Bhattacharya, he's an old person. He has lived a certain lifestyle. Throughout his life, that he would first get up, do his, you know, clean his teeth, then he would offer obeisance to Tulsi Maharani, offer obeisance to forefather, offer obeisance to the presiding deities of the 10 directions, perform his sandhya, perform all the morning rituals. But throughout his life, without a single day, without failing for a single day, he has never eaten. And today, he just honored the Mahaprasad without doing any of these three things. So here Mahaprabhu described that actually Sarvam Bhattacharya Veda Dharma Langhi Kaila Prasad Bhakshan. Today he has, without reservation, he has taken the shelter of the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has given up the Vedic regularity principles and accepted a higher principle. That means accepting the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without duplicity. This is very important. Mahaprabhu says, Aji Tumi Nishkapate Haila Krishna Ashray. Today, without duplicity, without any reservation, you have taken shelter of the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So seeing this transformation in Sarvam Bhattacharya, Sridhara Mahaprabhu considered his mission of coming to this material world to be successful. Aji Mui Purna Haila Sarva Bilash. So today, all my desires have been fulfilled because you have, without duplicity, without reservation, taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy. Right? So actually, this point is actually very important. Before coming to devotional service, we have been following a certain lifestyle. We may have been worshipping some demigod or perform some ritual or puja. But even after coming to devotional service, due to whatever reason, we want to continue that. I know one devotee who had some problem, and he went to worship on the suggestion of astrologer. He went to worship his Kuladev in his village. So although we may come, we may not have that faith that Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarv Dharma Krita Hai. That just by performing devotional service, everything else, all the other kind of dharmas will be fulfilled. Right? So here, Sridhara Mahaprabhu says that without duplicity, this Sarvam Bhattacharya, such a staunch person, throughout his life, up to old age, he has lived a certain kind of lifestyle. But today he has changed. It's so difficult. When a person has followed throughout his life certain lifestyle, it's not easy for him to change. Right? But here Sarvam Bhattacharya has shown this transformation. Without duplicity, he has taken shelter. So when we render devotional service with this kind of faith, we hear the philosophy that we should serve Krishna only and not go and worship other demigods or perform other ritual, this, that, etc. But we do not develop that strong faith actually. There is still a duplicity or lack of faith. We are not able to take shelter without reservation as Sarvam Bhattacharya here in exhibits. So for this reason, Mahaprabhu is actually ecstatic. And he says, I have conquered the three worlds. I have ascended to Vaikuntha today. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is extremely satisfied by this exhibition of unalloyed faith and surrender of Sarvam Bhattacharya and his great transformation. Right? Similarly, we see Jagai and Madhai. After they were transformed, when people would throw stones upon them, they would bring that stone back and say, you can hit us again, for we have tortured you. Right? We see sometimes, you know, devotees who were previously kind of involved in beating others, kind of gunda, etc. They also sometimes come to devotional service. But when there is some provocation, they feel itching in the hand. Bahut der se dhulai nahi kiya kisi ka. If someone threw the stone upon them, they would, you know, get rid of the aging of their hand. Right? But here, there is a complete transformation. This Jagai and Madhai, who are such rocks, whom people would fear, they would bring the stone back. Because without duplicity, without reservation, they took shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they gave up all their previous conditionings. Absolutely. So, so in this way, it is described, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, after this interaction, he did not know anything except the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he would not explain the scriptures in any other way other than from the viewpoint of pure devotional service. So one day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he comes to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he speaks a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Tatte nukampam susumikshamano munjane vatmakritam vipakam hridvagvapurbhir vidadan namaste jivetayo bhakti pade sadai bhat. So here, Sridhara Mahaprabhu hears this verse. He says, why have you changed the two words, last two words in your recitation? Why have you changed the mukti pade to bhakti pade? What is your intention? Sridhara Mahaprabhu questioned him. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, he says, the result of bhakti cannot be equaled with that of mukti. In fact, merging into the impersonal Brahman, mukti, is a kind of punishment. He says, the demons who are against Krishna and whom Krishna kills are punished by being offered impersonal liberation. They are punished in this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says. And Prabodhana Saraswati Thakur also says, kevalyam narakayate, that this punishment is worse than any other punishment in the hell for a devotee. So anyway, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives another meaning of the word mukti pade. So he says, actually this mukti pade refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, at whose lotus feet all kind of mukti exists. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he agrees. He said, I was not able to actually give this reading to the verse. But however, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he doesn't accept the defeat. Right? Now he's a devotee. In argument, debate, no one can defeat the devotee. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he says, however, there is one still there is one fault in this verse. There is the ashlishya dosh. That is the fault of ambiguity. So there is still fault of ambiguity. He says, because the rude meaning of mukti is Sayujya Mukti, impersonal liberation. So he says, Mukti Shabda Kahite Mane Hai Ghrina Tras. When we utter the word Mukti, there is a Ghrina and Tras. There is a hate, and Tras means fear in the heart. Bhakti Shabda Kahite Mane Hai Ta Ullas. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is saying, that when we utter the word mukti, there is a ghrina tras in the heart. And when we utter the word bhakti, there is a great joy within the heart. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he hears that, he embraces Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya very firmly. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very pleased. So it is mentioned, Yehi Bhattacharya pade padaye mayavade, tar aiche vakya sure chaitanya prasade. Said, this person has always read and taught Mayavad throughout his whole life. Such kind of words are appearing from his mouth. It is a wonder actually. Right? So we can see actually this person, now he is not able to even tolerate the word mukti. Throughout his life he has uttered the word mukti and preached about it. Such a mercy, such a transformation, that he is not able to stand the word mukti. He is changing the verse. So, and it's amazing how the changed verse is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, not the original verse. And Prabhupada gives the changed translation. So the word, the verse in CC is Bhakti Pade. And Prabhupada gives the translation. So it's not just mentioned the original verse and said he changed the two verses. But the two words change, that verse is given in the CC and the translation is given. And actually it pleased Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very much. Right? Although he did not allow him, did not approve of it, because other people may just, you know, start changing the words of Srimad Bhagavatam only according to their whims. It pleased Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu greatly. And Krishna Das Kaviraj includes that verse, changed verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So here it's mentioned, Krishna Das Kaviraj summarizes this pastime. He says, Loha ke yavat sparshi hema nahi kare, tavat sparsha mani ke ha chinite na pare. As long as the touchstone doesn't, you know, touches the iron, it doesn't come in contact with the iron, no one can understand it's a touchstone. So similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here is compared to a touchstone whose association brought about such great transformation in the life of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada, he is also like a touchstone. He touched the life of actually millions of devotees, and he continues to touch through his books. Right, there is a story which once Gaurang Prabhu had narrated. He said there was one lady who was coming to temple regularly, and she would dress in a very weird way, and the devotees would discourage her. And said, why you dress like this? Dress more soberly, etc. So once Prabhupada was in the temple, and this lady, she came to meet Prabhupada, and Prabhupada just remarked, he said, oh, you're looking very beautiful. And this lady was just flabbergasted, and her heart actually changed from that day. Her life actually took a turn, and she gradually became more and more favorable, right? Just by one small touch, just by one small remark. So you see, actually Prabhupada, you know, so many devotees, he would just even, they would say, oh, good boy, simple, or a good girl. And still devotees remember one small remark. Even a small glance from Prabhupada, actually devotees have felt nourished, and they still feel nourished. Oh, Prabhupada actually glanced toward me mercifully, not even a word actually. And they continue to practice spiritual life, deriving nourishment from that merciful glance of Prabhupada. It still continues to nurture them and nourish them, the spiritual life, because they have once been touched by mercy of Prabhupada, who is like a touchstone. Another Mataji, she was narrating in Mayapur, giving offering, that once Prabhupada came to her house, and her son was, you know, taking something, going to Prabhupada, giving him. So Prabhupada just laughing, he said, oh, your son wants to be friends with me. So she was, you know, she still remembers that remark, loving remark of Prabhupada. And it continues to give her nourishment and strength. And she feels Prabhupada's love. Even today, she fondly remembers small remark. So similarly, we see Prabhupada, he touched the life of millions of people actually, and continues to do so with his mercy, because devotees are like touchstone. And similarly, there is another beautiful pastime which Shastrakrit Prabhu narrated. Shastrakrit Prabhu from LA, he's a brahmachari, he once came here and he said that he had a niece in Australia, and his sister was telling, she's such a spoiled girl, you tell her something, please, to her. And Shastrakrit Prabhu, he said, I have sent you Maharaj's book, The Journey Home, Radhanath Swami Maharaj's book. Give that book to her. And this girl read that book. And she, after reading that book, she actually flew to Los Angeles. And she went to the temple, and when she saw Shastrakrit Prabhu, she didn't even greeted her mama. No hello hi. She said, I want to meet Radhanath Swami. And fortunately, Maharaj was in the temple. So this girl could not believe that she will be coming in Maharaj's presence. So he arranged the meeting of this girl with Maharaj. And he told that what is the history of this and what his sister wants. Shastrakrit Prabhu told Maharaj. Maharaj just told us, he said, you are reservoir of such good qualities, Maharaj said. Why do you allow all these good qualities to be shadowed? And then Maharaj gave her, this small girl, an orange. Right? And this girl actually brought that orange back to Australia. Although it is unlawful to bring any fruit to Australia, a person may be fined thousands of dollars and may be put behind the bars. It's highly unlawful. And this girl knew that. But she did not want to eat that orange alone. She wanted to share that orange, that mercy, with her family and friends. Right? So just a small interaction, this girl is so much touched that she wanted to share that mercy. Didn't just eat that orange there only. Brought it back to Australia. Took that risk. And after she comes, she is reading Maharaj's book, hearing lectures. And the mother is now worried in a different way. She has become so spiritual, she is not telling Shastra Kita Prabhu. So I am worried. How is she become so spiritual? She is losing interest in all the material activities. Right? So in this way we see that how the devotees are like touchstone. By their touch of their mercy, the hearts of millions of people are being actually affected. So I will just recite a beautiful verse and end with this verse. By Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur from Chaitanya Chandamrit. Tavad brahma katha vimukti padavi tavanna tikti bhavet tavat chapi vishrinklatamayate na loka veda sthiti tavat shastra vidam mitha kalkalo nana bahirvartmasu shri chaitanya padambuj priyajano yavanna drigochara. So it's said here, talk of the impersonal liberation will not become bitter. The shackles of blind adherence to social and Vedic conventions will not become loosened, and the tumultuous debate of the Vedic scholars on the merits of various useless spiritual paths will not stop as long as there is not the touch of a devotee who is like a bumblebee drinking the nectar of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagatam ki jai. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Srila Narad Muni ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Antakoti Vaishnava Vrind ki. Tai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Sorry I delayed.